At this time, we have another pop-up box, which requires us to add very specific information. The information we need was acquired from the Keyence website. First, in this box, we need to enter a name for the module, which in this case we're using the same name we used for the program routine. Because the routine and module serve different purposes and are located in separate sections of the control organizer, it is appropriate to use the same names. In addition, we are required to enter in the assembly instance and data size, which for the sake of this training we have done for you. The next step is to choose which COM format we want to use. To continue, click the COM format box.